This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. St. Luke's Place long-term care home is in the midst of a critical holiday fundraising push as it looks to replace necessary equipment and execute on plans for an expansion. Its Tree of Memories initiative, a craft sale, the Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie campaign and Santa for Seniors all aim to support residents at the Franklin Boulevard retirement and long-term care community. We need to maintain ongoing operations, David Bakker, executive director of St. Luke's Place, said. Depending on the feeling of tenants, families and staff, it will go towards the existing operations and that will support the development of the new building. Bakker points to its recent golf tournament that saw proceeds help pay for a new commercial stove and oven for its kitchen. Not only does the equipment enhance the living experience now, but it will also be repurposed and placed in the expanded building once it opens. The Tree of Memories gives residents an opportunity to make donations to the home in memory or honor of a special person in their lives. When a donation is made, a tag is placed on the home's Christmas tree located in the front lobby as a sign of thanks to the community. On Saturday, over 30 vendors will be set up in the boardroom of the home selling crafts, with part of the proceeds being donated. Several Tim Hortons restaurant owners across the city are also donating a portion of their holiday smile cookie sales from this week. The money from the campaign will aid in the purchase of tubs needed for the care of residents. In addition to monetary support, Bakker hopes people in the community consider purchasing a gift for a senior living in its Lieutenant Colonel home as part of the Santa for Seniors program. We encourage providing Christmas gifts for our seniors, especially those that don't have family or for those who need it, Bakker said. We put a call out to volunteers to purchase a gift and donate it. It gets a lot of support. The home is also in the middle of replacing all of its sprinkler systems, a project that comes with a nearly $1 million price tag, which is being funded by the Ministry of Long-Term Care. As it stands, Bakker said the team is on track to meet the January 1, 2025 deadline for completion. There's a lot going on, Bakker said. Because the current building was built in the early 1970s and being a not-for-profit organization, all our resources each year get invested back into the organization. That's why we rely on a lot of fundraising and donations for capital equipment. Given the current Canada Post strike, Bakker is encouraging anyone wishing to make a donation to its Tree of Memories to do so at stlukesplace.ca.